Start over again.
So we have to say our names again?
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
I think that's my least favorite part.
I hate saying my name.
Like, you know my name.
Yeah, okay. Like.
And we're back with another episode of Café con Canela with Yesenia.
And Lila.
And today our special guest is my brother, Abraham.
Hey, Abraham.
Hello, Lila. Hi, Yesenia. This is going to be so much fun.
You already feel it, right? It's like such a joy. If you guys want to come on our show, because we are such a blast, just let us know. Thank you.
As a group of Latinas from the southeast side of Chicago, we created this platform because,
well, we just have something to say. Join us for laughs, cries, the ups and downs, and a little bit of tea.
Or café. So grab your café con canela.
Or coffee.
And let us be part of your Wednesday morning.
It's okay.
You got two people.
Look at
with three.
This is what you do.
Right, three people with ADHD, undiagnosed. It's gonna be a blast.
Okay.
3 hours later.
Yeah,
oh, shit.
So that's how it was before. Like would tell you, Sonia, like we have to put a time limit on this.
Yeah.
Because it would be forever. Mm-hmm.
And then I'd be editing forever.
It takes me an hour to write an email, so.
Yeah. It takes me the whole night to edit it. I'm so bad. So we are back with, I don't even remember what episode this is. I think it's like 24. No, 23.
No.
23.
24. I think last episode was 23. I'm going to look right now.
She's going to look right now. But we appreciate everybody that's been listening. Thank you so much. Make sure you keep listening. And leave a review.
This is episode 24.
24. You know, I'm really excited about this episode because there's been a lot going on. Like, well, let's start off with you, Lila. How's your week been?
It has been the same. Not exciting and not boring. Oh, actually, I went camping this weekend.
Oh, you did? Yes, that's right.
Yes, we went to...
I was supposed to go.
Yes, but you ditched me for a wedding, so whatever.
Like you said.
Sorry,
Glenn.
So,
a stranger's wedding.
A stranger's wedding at that. We went camping. We went to a different place this year, Warren Dunes. It's in Michigan, not far from here at all, an hour. Really nice.
But it had to have been hot. Was it hot or no?
No, not like uncomfortable hot. At night, it actually got very cold. And the first night, I slept in my car because I needed my heated seats. Because I was not prepared, like a goofy. But nice little area. We were really like, there was a lot of trees by us. So that means there was a ton of mosquitoes.
Oh, that
so
sucks.
That was the worst part. And they were very strict on no alcohol.
Oh, really?
Yes. So
what's
Saturday.
Well, you guys aren't real big drinkers.
Well, right. So Saturday they came because we were playing Cards Against Humanity, which was another, like, oh my god. I let my kids play.
Have Alex you ever played that?
Yeah, we played it. Family, yeah.
Alex is 12. So these cards say some nasty ass shit.
I know what
game
it is, don't you?
And one of his cards said elephant cock. And he was just like, he could not stop laughing because he's a kid, you know? So the whole game, any card that was red, he was just, because of course, if I say, like, pick up your balls.
Yeah.
Like, balls around the house. And he's like, oh, mom said balls. You guys can pick up my balls. You know, like, he finds that stuff funny. So these cards, like, we were like, Alex, stop laughing so much.
And
you know?
How old is he?
12.
Yeah.
So
it's age appropriate. Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely not age appropriate. But he was like, oh, he was having a blast, you know? Like,
so basically, Al got you guys caught up drinking.
Well, yes, because we were laughing at him. Oh. So then the Rangers came, but we were being quiet. Like, we were trying to be as quiet as we can while playing this game, you know? Mm-hmm. Rangers came, and they're like, you know, we told you guys that last night you were too loud, and now we have to come here again because we got more complaints. And we're like, that's bullshit because we were not being that loud, like, whatever.
What's crazy to me is that people are camping. Like,
no shit.
You're worried about
you want us to sit in our tents? But even if we were, let's say we all got into one tent to hang out after 10 o'clock, you think that we were going to be quiet? Like, we're in a tent. Like, it's still technically outside. So, yeah, they came and said that we were being loud, and then he was like, one of my cousins, of course, had a beer, even though we've been trying to hide it all weekend, right? You know, like, we had them in cups. So he had the beer can right there, and he was like, what is this? And my cousin's like, But anyway, so they were like, if we check your coolers, you know, you can, and there's alcohol in there, you can get fined up to $160 per person.
Oh my God.
I was like, what? So they made us dump our alcohol.
But like the ones that were open?
All of them. Everything. Everything that was in the coolers.
Shut up.
Yes.
Oh so, my goodness.
There we are. Game is over and we're just dumping beer.
How much was it? It was your second night?
Yes. Okay. I think I still had like 15 cans in my
cooler. Oh my gosh.
Vince was down to like, I don't know, I think he had four.
Okay.
But they only checked the coolers that were by our fire. But the fire was right by my tent. So yes, the camp, my cooler was right there.
Yeah.
But like my cousins, they had their alcohol in their coolers by their tents and they didn't check that.
Oh, that's good.
So they were good. But yes.
Did they share these with you guys afterwards?
No. But well, by that time it was just like, well, fuck, we can't even, I mean, what's the point? We can't even hang out around the fire and just talk or joke around because now we're being too loud.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, by this time it was probably like 11 or 12. So we were just like.
I mean, that's just going to kill the mood in general.
It did. Yeah. It did. And we were just like, I mean, like, I like the area, but I will probably never go back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the guy was like, you know, if you, you know, he's like, the thing is that if we allow you to drink, then we have to allow the 21-year-olds to drink. And, you know, they have a hard time controlling their alcohol. So sometimes they get a little crazy. So we just don't allow drinking. But if you really do want to drink, just come back in October and that rule is lifted.
Well, the because nobody's camping.
Who's going to camp in October? Like, okay, great, thanks. I was just like, all right, you know, whatever. So it was just, that was just the bad part of it. Like, okay, great. So Sunday, we had breakfast, and normally we hang out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
No, this Sunday we had breakfast, and then we all packed up, and we were all gone by like 11:30.
Yeah. Well, last year, too, we left early that Sunday. We left like right after eating breakfast, or we didn't even do breakfast, I think, last.
I don't even remember.
I think we just left.
Yeah.
But yeah.
But yeah, that was it. Other than that, I mean, it was fine. Pretty chill.
Mm-hmm.
That was it for my weekend. And then, well, football started.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Week one. I mean, it's, well.
Do you play fantasy football?
I do. so yeah, last year I took a year off. You know, I've been playing fantasy football since 2004. I remember, it's funny that you mentioned camping. I remember doing my first draft. I don't know if you remember, Yesenia, back at the house in 104th. I don't even remember who was staying there. Maybe Annabelle. I had you or somebody do the draft for me because I was actually camping. I was like a junior in high school. Yeah, this was like 2004 that I had. I'm pretty sure you and Victor did the draft for me. But
it
yeah.
was probably me. Like I've done a few of them, and whatever.
But yeah, I've been doing fantasy football since then. Yeah, since 2004. Last year I took a year off, and this year I said I wasn't gonna do it just because of like the time and investment that I like put in it. I like usually go all, like, yeah. So I just don't know how to keep myself away from just, you know. I spent hours just kind of whatever, you
analyzing
know,
everything.
Getting lost in it. Exactly.
Yeah.
So, I used to do like 5 or 6 leagues. So last year I set a limit. I said I wasn't going to do it. I didn't do it last year, but this year I ended up doing 2 leagues.
Okay.
So,
well, that's good too. Yeah. I'm in, my family does one every year and it's been going on for I don't even know how long. So, that's the only one I'm in. But both my kids are now, this is Alex's first year playing with us, but he's also in another league with, I don't know, friends also.
Mm-hmm.
And then Lewis is in another league with friends. So they got their 2 going, but I can only deal with one. Yeah. I don't even know most of these players anymore, but.
The popularity is just, I mean, it's almost like a sport within itself as far as the growth of it. And, it's fun to, I guess, engage with, like, family or friends. I'm doing it with
like,
workers. I'm doing one with workers.
Yeah.
And just an old one that I've been in for a couple years. But,
I've done a few, but the same thing, like, I think it's just the same. It's just because it gives you something to do, like. I'm probably not gonna watch football on my own unless
right.
You know what I mean? Like, but if I have a fantasy team, Yeah, and I'm exactly. watching something. You know
there's
what I mean?
Another aspect of just rooting interest or being able to sake of watching it. But I mean, over the course of kind of being in there for that long, yeah, I mean, I don't want, you know, I've done pretty well. I've done fairly well for myself. Yeah.
That's good. Yeah. Well, I didn't watch any football games. I was out of town for a wedding. Like Lucas had for a wedding.
For a stranger.
For a stranger. It was nice though. It was pretty cool. It wasn't a real wedding. So what it was a. She doesn't believe in marriage. These are TikTok influencers.
It wasn't a real wedding?
No, we knew it. So, okay, so they got engaged. Like they made a promise to each other to be together forever. Neither one of them believe in the actual marriage. They came from really broken families. She came out of a really bad domestic violence relationship, which her daughter was a product of. They've been through a lot. So, she's been through a lot. She didn't want to get married like that to legally be married to her. It doesn't mean anything, or even in the church, she doesn't believe, you know, whatever it is, but, she did want to be able to do something for her dad and for her daughter. And, you know, so like the actual ceremony was real. I mean, like they had, people standing up in it. Her dad walked her down the aisle. Her daughter was in it, everything, but they aren't legally married. So that's been a lot of controversy on TikTok because, again, they're TikTok influencers. But she actually used this opportunity to have an event, a fundraising event, which raised, I believe, over $60,000 to donate to three different funds. One's a domestic violence fund. One is a fund for
Down syndrome,
which her fiancé or her husband, his son, his one of his son,
boyfriend,
partner,
yes, exactly, partner. Mm-hmm. His one of his sons is has Down syndrome, and so that was, I mean, that was the beautiful thing is that she was able to raise this money. So of course a lot of TikTok influencers were invited, because other people paid tickets to be
there.
They
donated it.
So yeah. So, yeah, that's where I was. I was one of the influencers invited.
And I have a question. Because I think I saw in one of your posts, you said it was a little bit overwhelming or kind of you had anxiety about going.
Huge, dude. I was, I know you've, if you remember in season one, we had Jenny on here, Jenny and Bonnie on the show. So Jenny was supposed to room with me. So Jenny was invited and Jenny was actually going to sing. She's a wedding singer, so she was gonna sing at the wedding. But last minute, she is also going through a lot of mental health problems right now, and she's been very open with it on her Instagram. Mm-hmm. She hasn't been posting on social media really, but when she does, she's been very open about she's going through a lot of mental health problems right now, dealing with and wasn't able to make it last minute. So. I, of course, was freaking out because I bought my plane ticket already and I had already booked the room and I wasn't going to go. I didn't want to go alone. Like, I don't know anybody but Bonnie. And Bonnie's in the wedding. So, like, she has, like, they were rooming with the bridesmaids, everything. Like, she knows all of them. Well, not all of them, but she knows the bridal party. You know, like, I don't know any of them personally. Like, I know them on TikTok. They were friends on TikTok, but that was it. So, oh yeah, for sure. Like I was freaking out. I'm like, I didn't want to go, but then I'm like, if I don't go, I know I'm gonna regret this because it is an opportunity to be able to meet other people that are doing what I want to do and where I want to be. Like, if I want to continue growing as a TikTok influencer and I have gotten great opportunities up to date, like I need to do things like this. I need to talk to people and network, and that's the part that I'm not good at because I'm not good at. I may seem like I'm very social and everything, but I am not good at meeting people when it comes to me. Mm-hmm. Like, I can meet people for other stuff, but for them to meet me, that's where it's just like, ugh. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to do that. Yeah. So it was nerve-wracking. It was up until, like, the night before, I was freaking out. Yeah, but it was cool.
Did you ever feel like you got in over that kind of?
It took a while. Like the first day, the day of the wedding, I had my ins and outs. I was texting Lila. I had my moments where I was like, what am I doing here? I don't belong here.
The day of the wedding, or that was that Thursday when you got there, when they were at the bar and you were like, no, I don't want to go.
The like, Thursday I at the go, bar. But I don't want to go. Yeah, the Thursday at the bar. My roommate, so I did end up finding a roommate to room with that I'm friends with on TikTok again, but like I don't really know her. So that I was freaking out about. And I was like trying to find a way to get out of it. And I was like thinking, I'm like, okay, what if I tell her, which is true, I do have bronchitis. But I tell her that I have bronchitis and I don't want to keep her up at night. So maybe I'll just have my own room anyway. But then I seen the prices. I'm like, oh, no, no, it's way too expensive. Like, it's much better to room. I'm like, screw it. Let me just get over it and whatever, you know. At least I'll have someone to, like, hang out with. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, so then she arrived really late the Thursday night. So they invited me to the bar, but I didn't want to go to the bar by myself. So I had to text Bonnie. Bonnie, can you please just let me know when you get there? And then I'll walk over. Because it was literally across the street from the hotel. Like, I can see them from my window, but I just did not want to go by myself. So, yes, I went. And once I was there, I was texting Lila. I'm like, oh, my God, I feel out of place. Like, well, I just felt so...
I think that's natural.
Yeah. I mean, I think so.
It's natural because you're in a city that you're not from. So, it's not like there's a possibility of running into someone you may know.
Right.
I mean, you're not going to run into anybody you know. I mean... Besides from TikTok.
Right. And that too, like...
And you're going in by yourself, like...
And it's a different... So, like, yeah. So, it was crazy. It was kind of cool. But actually, I ended up having fun Thursday night. Mm-hmm. So, after that, I ended up having fun. I had a good time. Then Friday came. And then I feel like things were different. And, I definitely... I think I shut down on Friday. I was just,
did
like...
you?
Kind of, like, I was just, like, kind of, like, by myself. Like, people... There was girls that would come talk to me. I'd be like, oh, I was kind of short. But then I think Saturday was much easier. I don't know. It was just, I think after we went to the club, because we went to a club and we were there. So I had my moments. And then, so I played it off. I was able to play it off that I was wasted. Because like that girl Rhea that I told you was like super awesome. And I was like fangirling. Like she's like huge on TikTok. Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh my God. She's like her and her wife. They're like, you are so awesome. They're like, wait, she's like, were you wasted like in the corner at the club? I'm like, yeah. She's like, yeah, you were just sitting there like, just sitting there. I was like, yeah, I was just wasted. She's like, okay, yeah, I can totally tell. Yeah, okay. That's
awesome. No, you can't.
Yeah. But yeah, but it was cool.
Well, I mean, good for you for it's, I think in general, anyone trying to get out of their comfort zone, but doing it in that kind of big like aspect, like Lila said, you know, different state, different, just all around.
Just a different crowd of people.
Depending on your personality. Like, I know I'm an like, extreme introvert, so it's just like when I'm just around just so much stimulation, it's like I need that kind of place to kind of recharge. But I need that space for myself, you know, and I really do that very well in more like solitude, you know, whether it's kind of like going on a walk or finding my own like little you know, man cave or pretty much sense. So it'd be very difficult for me to be able to do that and engaging and just like a party to be able to find and be able to do that. While people do that, a lot of people find a lot more comfort in being around other people, you know, like, extroverts is just like they, you know, a hard time kind of being by themselves, so they just more find that energy, you know, to being around others. And yeah, so no, props to you.
For sure.
I analyze relationships in like friendships a lot.
Absolutely.
A lot. Like I analyze everything and that could be overwhelming for people in general. So like even like me analyzing the relationship that I have with certain people that I was there with, like where I thought we had a closer relationship that we do maybe, or I felt a little bit like they were annoyed by me, but maybe they weren't annoyed by me. That's just me thinking that they're annoyed by me. So it's just like that just led to like a lot of me just shutting down, you know.
Too much in your thoughts.
Yeah. So, but yeah, but that's you know.
That's you.
That's it. We'll just brush it off. What we do? Okay, so I don't even know where to go with this, but I have realized. I mean, I realized this before about myself. But I keep doing it. So I am a very... I feel like I have somewhat of an obsessive personality. And yes, you know what I mean? Like, and I obsess over things in general. Just anything, like, that's just how it is. When it comes to relationships, I fall hard. Really fast. And when it comes to friendships, I feel like I, it's weird because it's like, I'm not a friend, like, I need to keep up with you kind of thing. Like,
right.
Like, I don't call people, but, like, I expect, like, in my mind, they're really good friends of mine. So I kind of expect the same in return. And I realized, so for a long time, and even, like, I know, while I was gone this weekend, I messaged you ladies. I think it was the day that I was upset was Friday night, right?
Yes.
Friday night. I was really upset because I felt alone. I felt like, oh my God, like, not only alone, like, and granted, this is more, I want to, this, now that I've seen it from the night, this is all my fault. This is all me because I should have just gone around and mingled. You know, like, I don't know why I felt like I didn't belong there when, yes, I do belong there. Like, I'm invited for a reason. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know these people, but I could easily just go make friends, you know?
Instead of the rest of them did.
Yes, like the rest of them did. Like, right. Everybody else did, yes. Instead, I'm depending on the friends that I already knew, you know? And when those friends are not giving me the time, it's just like, okay, like, that's rude. Like, yeah. That's how I saw it. When in reality, no, it's not. They're doing their thing, you know? And it's okay for them to do their thing.
And again, I think it has to do with the fact that you have never had to make friends, I guess, by yourself in a sense. Like, you, like, example, Bonnie.
Mm-hmm.
She moved to a different state, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So she had to learn how to make friends with complete strangers. I mean, yes, you make friends with strangers when you work with new people and stuff like that, but, like, you've lived in the same community pretty much your whole life.
Mm-hmm.
You moved over here when you were in fifth grade.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, like, it's a little more comforting, like, because it's with the same group, kind of, whereas, yeah, like, most of these people probably, as adults, have had to, like, I don't know, maybe make friends out of strangers.
Yeah. Maybe. I mean, yeah, I can't really speak on, yeah, like, why it was easy for some of these people. I think that why some of these people were able to really click on during this weekend was because they allowed it to. Like, where I didn't really, you know what I mean? Like, I didn't even really allow myself to click with my roommate. Like, I got along with her. She's a very, very nice person. Am I going to, like, chat with her and text her? Probably not. Like, because I just didn't allow myself to bond with her. And I think because I had already bonded with certain people. So, in my mind, it's like, well, I don't need to bond with anybody else. Kind of right. Like with us. Like, I don't need to make any other friends.
Right. Yeah, I guess, like, that's what I was trying to say. Like, we've had this friendship for a long time. Most of your friends have been your friends for a long time. So, it's kind of like,
I don't need to make any more friends.
Right.
So that is exactly.
Or like.
I don't need to expand myself.
And not so much make any more friends, because I'm sure you've made other.
In other areas.
Yeah,
I've made friends.
Right.
My but TikTok once, friends.
But once your job is done and you move to a new job, well, your friends are.
Right, exactly.
They're still there, but not
so,
as close.
So I think the situation here, though, was that I saw this friendship, I guess, more than it really was. Like, in my mind, we were really good friends. So, like, hey, like, I know you're excited to see all your other friends, but I'm your friend, too. Like, why aren't you as excited to see me or hang out with me?
Yeah.
So, I think that that's what hurt me. And it's like, I'm not going to cry. I'm not going to be. No. So, I think that that's where it's just like, damn, like, it's kind of like the whole old best friend that I had. I don't want to mention any names, but, like, where that kind of ended. You know, and we no longer work together, and I haven't seen her in a year and a half. So, for me, and again, this is all me, because who cares? Like, it's okay for them not to see me as a friend like that. You know what I mean? Like, there's nothing wrong
with... But it's still hurtful.
Oh, for sure. Like, I'm hurt. Like, just, obviously.
Like, in a relationship. Hurt. Like, if you If you feel like you love your partner more than they love you,
exactly. Like,
that shit hurts.
And that's exactly what it is. Like, these are like if you see it as a relationship, and I think that it's easier to talk about it in a relationship. It's easier to talk about, like, yeah, like, I don't think he loves me anymore. Or I don't think he loves me as much. Like, when it's a friendship, it's kind of like, why are you being so weird about it? You know?
We're supposed to like each other equally.
Yeah. And the reality is, and you're not going to. I was excited to see certain friends, and when they're not as excited to see me or hang out with me, it's just like,
it was hurtful.
It was hurtful. And now it's just like, now I'm shut down, and now I don't want to make any more friends. Like, I just want to go home.
Because you're processing it.
Yeah.
Because you're processing that pain and that hurt, and you're trying to figure out how to deal with it. And that's okay.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say it was shut down. It was just a more like, how do I handle this?
Yeah. So basically, I realized that I need to just stop making friends, period. I'm just kidding.
Problem solved.
Problem solved. Don't have to worry about that. But no, it makes sense to me now. Like, how I've dealt with it with other people that I've lost. I hate to say it like that, but, like, yeah, other friends that I've lost throughout the years that we've just grown apart, like, I just get too attached. Yeah. I get way too attached, and I just don't know how to... I think it's worse with friendships with me than with freaking relationships. Like, you know, I've gotten over loves, or I've gotten over men faster than I've gotten over these friendships. but it is what it is.
It's not easy. It's hurtful. But I don't know, because I don't really have that problem. I just like,
it's Lila can't get rid of some of the friends that she wants to get rid of. I'm just kidding.
Not true. But I mean, yeah, like, there are people that I've worked with that I had developed friendships with, and we were really close, like, and I miss them, you know, but it's, I don't want to say it's not the same, but I know that it's, like, I've accepted that, like, well, it is what it is, you know, like, they have their own life, and I guess I have mine, even though I really do nothing but sit at home, but I miss them, absolutely, because they are good people.
Yeah.
But I don't lose sleep over it. It's... But I mean, okay, so yeah, you had anxiety about it. Before you left, you went, you got it over with, yes. And now you're back, and it's done and over with, and
now I'm ready to work, man. I actually filmed something today for a documentary, so that was pretty awesome. They reached out to me last week, and I didn't think I was going to be able to do it because they wanted to film this past weekend. I'm like, I'm going to be out of town. And I'm like, oh, man, like, that sucks. But they actually rearranged things for them to be able to film with me today. So that worked out. That's going to be a documentary on the vaccine and COVID-19.
Okay.
With the Department of Public Health and my experience as to why I got vaccinated, things like that. So I'm really excited about that. And, yeah, my other projects that I can't really talk about the company yet, but I'm filming with them next week, and that one is gonna be a nice paying one, like my highest paying project to date. So I'm really excited about that. I'm just, you know, looking forward to that.
That's good.
It's gonna be a busy week with my kid's birthday coming up, and
our
kids' birthdays.
Yeah, yours is Friday, right? Mm-hmm. Oh my god, how exciting!
Louis is turning what, 20?
20 on the 15th.
On the 15th. So while you're listening to this, it's Louis's birthday. So everyone, go give Louis a shout out.
Yay! Happy birthday to my baby. Louis.
20 years old, man. That is crazy.
Yeah, like, it's very bittersweet. Like, I don't want to cry about it, but, like, it does. I don't know. I don't know what makes me sad that he's just growing up. I don't. Obviously, he's been growing up, right? Every year he gets older, he's growing up. But I guess it just makes me sad that, yeah, time does fly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he was just a little boy. He was just, you know, the big brother, and now he's, like, a fucking man. And I'm not ready for it. I'm not ready, but you know, good for him. I don't know.
It's crazy, dude. I still can't believe he's a grown man. Like, yeah,
fucking 20.
Wow. And my kiddos are turning 7. It's gonna fly.
Yeah, it's gonna fly by, man.
It's already flying by, and I get sassy. I get sad because I'm like, oh, there's so much that I wanted to do with them, and I haven't done, and I'm such a slacker, you know, like, but like, how, like, and I know it's like, you know how like when people say like you don't know that it's the good old days until they pass. It's like I know that this is all good years. Like,
yeah,
I just don't know how to like
cherish
it. Yes. Like, so, you know?
Like, with Alex, too. So, like, my kids are 7 years apart. When Alex was, when Louis was small, I remember always thinking, like, oh, I can't wait till he talks. I can't wait till he walks. I can't wait till he does this. I can't wait till he does that. And I shouldn't have done that because I was so busy, like, waiting for the next moment that I wasn't living in the moment. So, with Alex, I tried to, like, just enjoy, like, when he was a baby, when he wasn't really doing much, when he wasn't talking, when he, you know, like, but it still goes so fast.
Yeah,
it does. It still goes so fast. Like, I, right now, like, I forget how he was when he was younger. Both of them, I forgot how they were when they were younger. And then I am thankful for the memories on Facebook or just, like, my phone will show me, like, pictures from 8 years ago on this day. And it's just like, oh, it makes me so sad because I remember when they were this little. I remember when they were this cute and they were this innocent. And it's like, but I only remember because I'm seeing the picture.
Yeah.
And it makes me sad because I wouldn't remember it otherwise. And it's like, oh, God, like those days are done. Like, they're gone. They're gone. Every day that you go to sleep, that day is gone. Like,
oh, man, that just, like, kills me.
Yeah.
I think for me is, and I just remember, I'm freaking up, but remind me. I got an email from, you know how I made email addresses for them? I got an email from Ariel's email saying that she needs to prove that she's over 18 or they're going to shut the account, or that it's run by a parent, or they're going to shut the account. But I don't remember when I got the email, and I don't know if it's been 14 days yet, so I'm freaking out because I'm like, oh my God, I hope they didn't shut down their account. Anyway, the reason I'm saying this, so I created emails for my kids when they were born, and I to send things to them. And of course, I'm a stalker even then. But that was going to be the way to cherish things. I send them emails or send them videos or pictures of themselves throughout the year.
Videos I wish I had more of.
And I literally only send stuff on their birthdays because that's when I remember. So it gets me mad. Because,
but at least that's something.
Yeah, it's something. So, like, I'm trying to be better at it. But I received an email from Ariel's email address saying that she needs to prove that she's over 18. Probably because I put my birthday or something. I don't know. Yeah. But anyway, so now I just got to email them and let them know that it's run by me.
By a parent, yeah.
But yeah, so they're going to be 7. I feel really bad that I'm not having a party for them. I hate parties. I hate parties. Like, I just dread them. And I feel bad. I feel like a bad parent that I dread them because it's not about me. It's about my kids. But I just feel like they're so stressful. They're so stressful.
And they're not overwhelming. Even asking for it.
Well, this year they are. And they never do. They never do. And I feel bad because Ariel, she's not asking for it. She actually just said the other day, which I didn't think anything of it because she hasn't been asking for it. But she's like, Mom. And I was like, what? She's like, I think it was yesterday. She's like, Mom, but what, we haven't even gotten the decorations. I'm like, for what? She's like, for my birthday, like when my cousins come over and stuff, like, we don't have any decorations or nothing. Like, I'm just like, oh. So I don't even know how to break it to her that I'm having a party.
Say we're not doing it right now because of COVID. You can blame it on that. Just like, we're not doing it right now because of COVID. Like, everybody's back. Kids are back in school. Yeah. Like, you don't know what those kids are exposed to in their school to bring them all to your house. So it's like, no, we're just going to keep it. It's just going to be Mommy and Poppy, and we're going to celebrate with you guys. I mean, like, they're little still.
Yeah.
Once they get a little older, like 9, 10, 11, and when they're looking forward to parties and gifts and stuff like that, then deal with it right now. No.
So I actually seen Darren, if you follow Darren and Josh on TikTok, Darren, about a year ago, I saw her do a video about her kid's birthday and what she does for their birthday, which I'm going to do this year. Basically, she decorates the night before, bakes them a cake. And then in the morning, they get to open a gift or gifts or whatever. So I'm gonna have a gift for them to open. They get to eat cake for breakfast, And then, you know, they go to school or whatever. Well, they get to decide if they want to go to school or stay home. They got to go to school because I got to work. But I want to do that. So I think I'm going to do that. And then hopefully that'll help. But I am trying to think of some. Maybe I could take them somewhere. Maybe, I don't know, maybe Wisconsin. Not Wisconsin Dolls. Gurnee, what's it called? That place like in Gurnee or something for the night. Uh-huh. I'm sure they would love to go to a hotel with a pool. Like, honestly, like I could take them anywhere. Like, they've been wanting to go to a pool. Ever since we went to Myrtle Beach, they've been bugging about going to a hotel with a pool.
Yeah.
So, like, maybe I could just take them to Gurnee to that little, I don't know, for the night. But, yeah. But anyway, so, yeah. So, that's it. Birthdays. How exciting.
So, we're going, I'm not doing a party because I hate parties myself. Mm-hmm. I hate planning. I just, planning is what I hate the most. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to worry about, because then I stress. Am I going to have enough food? People are gonna like the food. Is there enough options? What is there gonna be to drink? What's gonna keep people interested? No, I'm not worried about all that. Yeah. I'm not dealing with that. So we're actually going to the Sox game.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So, it's gonna be a group of us. He has like six of his friends going. Mm-hmm. 2, 4, 6. No, 8. 8 of his friends, and then obviously it's me, him, Alex, and then my brothers. Or, well, not Naeem because he's at work. But then my family. Mm-hmm. That's
going
to be...
When are you guys going? You guys going tomorrow or
weekend? No, on his birthday. Okay. Yeah, so we'll tailgate a little bit. I'm not going to, like, barbecue. Yeah. I'm just going to get pizza. And that's it. And that's how we're going to celebrate.
What do you mamas out there do? Are you big on parties? Like, do you enjoy having parties? I know there's a lot of mothers and parents, and I'm going to say parents.
Awesome.
That banners. Love to have parties. Yeah. Like, my husband loves having a party, but I told him, I'm like, look, my husband is very social. For those of you that know my husband, he's so social. Like, I'm not, and I'm very socially awkward. And I think that's what I dread is, like, having to mingle with people in my house. Like, and my husband loves it. He loves it. He will have everybody and anybody over, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I told him, sorry, not this year. We'll do something next year. Well, and the 15th is not only Lewis's birthday, mm-hmm. although that is a huge thing on the 15th. It is also the beginning of Hispanic Heritage Month. It's exciting. I love... you know, it because of the pandemic, obviously, we're not doing the parade this year. But I used to love going to the parade, participating in the parade. You know, just so you guys know, in 2001, I was the Mexican Independence Day Queen Parade.
Yes, she was.
Oh, there is a picture on my Instagram or something.
I remember going to Immaculate. What would you do at Immaculate? Was there, like, practice or was there something that would go on there and practice. I'd be... pregnant as fuck, going in there to be there with my friend while she's doing practice. They're probably like, now we see why she's the one that won and not your ass. Yeah, it was because I didn't speak Spanish, not because I was pregnant. Exactly. I'm just kidding.
No, actually, a lot of them didn't speak Spanish. So you know, this, again, when I went in, that's the first thing I thought. I was like, obviously, I'm going to need to do it in Spanish. But that wasn't one of the requirements, but I don't know, maybe it helped me because I was one of the only ones that did it in Spanish and I did win. Although I will say that my answers were pretty good. So
yes, they were.
Sorry. But yeah, that was pretty cool. Cause I didn't want to do it. I was kind of forced to, by my parents.
Really?
I didn't want to do it. I'm surprised. So here's the thing. It's weird because, like, I've always been wanting to be in the spotlight, blah, blah, whatever. But to me, that is something that people vote on. I never like to be voted on. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I know that I don't mind going into auditions because I don't know how many people are going in for that audition. Yeah. And either I do get it or I don't get it, you know? And it's not in front of people. It's just, like, I either get the role or I don't.
Right.
You know, like...
And you don't know who you're competing against.
Exactly. I don't know who I'm competing mm-hmm. against. You don't... Nobody else, if I don't tell people about my auditions, they're not going to know if I got it or not. Like, right. They're only going to know if I got it. But here, you're getting voted on, you know? This is why I never submitted. Even my kids, like, you know how they used to... They submit people for, like, oh, vote for my kid for, like, the burger...
Yeah.
Gerber burger. Burger? I'm hungry. No, just kidding. The Gerber baby or something like that. Like, it has to be voted on. All that getting voted on gives me anxiety. So please explain to me why I ran for office. I do not know. But anyway.
Yeah, no shit.
I know. I know. I dreaded it. I dreaded it. The whole time I dreaded it. Like, just like, but it was just because I wanted
self-torture.
Exactly. That's what it was. But it's just crazy to me. I get so much anxiety.
So they pushed you to do it, your parents?
So my parents pushed me to do it. I tried to get out of it saying that I was going to go out of town. Like, I missed a very mandatory meeting that I was supposed to do, and I purposely missed it because I was like, then they won't let me participate. But the gentleman that was running it, the man that was running it, he called me. He's like, no, we need you because we don't, you know, we want to make sure we have enough girls. And he's like, we'll make sure that you could do, you know, you can attend the events whenever possible. We'll give you enough notice. Oh, because throughout the year, if you win, you have to go to a lot of events. So I was like, well, I'm going to be in college, so I won't be able to attend the events. Yeah. Well, whatever. But yeah, so I ended up, I'm glad I did because I won. Not only because of that, but it's something that I'm proud of now. Like, now I'm going to say, like, yeah, I actually did that.
And you dodged the bullet because 9/11 hit and you didn't have to go to any events.
And that was the sad part, actually, because I didn't get my parade.
That was just a joke. That was just a joke. Like,
what's sad is my answer to that. The sad part was that I didn't get my parade.
No. The sad part was 9/11. And all the lives that were lost, unfortunately, that was terrible.
And you know what? And to this day, it's crazy to me how, like, when I think back, I'm like, so many lives that were affected. I've seen videos on TikTok of kids that are now grown talking about their parents that passed away in there, or things like that. And she's like, oh, it's so heartbreaking.
I watched a movie on Netflix the other day called Worth. Mm-hmm. So it was just about, like,
I heard about it, but I haven't seen it.
Yeah, like, I guess this law firm, I mean, they had to come up with a number, a dollar amount that these people were going to be awarded. Yeah. And they realized that it's not like everyone is going to be given $100,000.
Yeah.
Boom, like that. No, it wasn't that. Like,
yeah. I want to watch it. I started watching it, but it was late and I
It's good. It, it's good. It's it. Sad. I mean, like, you kind of see how many people are really affected, you know, like, they were like, well, what about these firefighters or these, like, construction workers that worked on that site clearing it up for weeks that, you know, still have, like, breathing issues, have long-term effects? Like, are we giving them money even though they didn't pass away? They're still alive, but, like, they spent, you know, so much time there trying to clean up and, like, all the stuff that they were breathing in. Like, what about them? And it's like, oh, my God.
It's hard, yeah.
Yeah, it's like...
Do you remember where you were when that happened?
Pregnant as fuck, you know, because I had my child 4 days later. I was at my parents' house, and my brother... So, I was thinking about it this weekend, and apparently, the way I remember it is not really how it happened. Because I always thought that Naeem came into the room, like, as a kid, like, turn on the news, you know, there's a plane crash into one of the Twin Towers in New York, like, it's a terrorist attack, they're saying, turn on the news, and then I went into my mom's room, laid on her bed, and turned on the news, and as I turned on the news, that was when the second plane hit. But Naeem was not a kid when this happened. Like... He wasn't the kid
he was 16
that I was 15? Picturing in my head. Yes. Yeah. But he had been shot in his leg in August. So September, he's not
running
into the room. He's not running to wake anyone up. I'm sure he came in and told us to turn on the TV, but it wasn't like the kid that I remembered. Yeah. He wasn't a kid. He was...
Yeah.
But, yes, so anyways, yeah, I was very pregnant, and because I think I was due September 9th, so I was, you know, still waiting for this child to come out, and my brother told us, turn on the news, so I went into my mom's room, I laid on the bed, I turned on the news, and I just remember, as I turned on the news, I think the second plane had just hit. And I was just like, what the hell? So, you know, I'm in shock because I'm like, what is going on? Like, you know, just trying to, and there's so much going on the TV because they're trying to figure out what's going on.
Yeah.
That it was like, wait, what? And yeah, so it did take a little bit because obviously it had to wait for them. Yeah. And then wait for them to repeat, like, okay, the first plane hit, second plane hit. And it was like, wait, what?
Yeah. So similar situation with me. I was going to Columbia at the time and I didn't go to class. So I slept in and I remember Jose came in the room. Jose came in my mom's room because I did actually wake up on time to go to class, but I didn't want to. I was probably hungover. Who knows? Who knows what I was doing the night before? But I went back to my mom's room and laid down and I was sleeping in my mom's room. And my brother walked in. He's like, he just turned on the TV and he's like, did you see the news? He's like, I was like, why? What happened? He's like, a plane just hit in New York. And I'm like, what? And I look up, and when he turned on the news, the second plane hit. But I
thought... Holy shit, this is like the same story.
Yeah, I think everybody kind of was similar. But I thought it was the first plane. Like, I just thought they were replaying it.
Yeah.
Like, and he's like, what the hell? And that's when he was like, holy crap, and whatever. And I'm just like, what's going on? I'm like,
yeah.
A plane hit? Like, okay, so this is going to sound bad. Like, I didn't think anything... I didn't think it was like, it was just like, damn, that sucks. Like, to me, it was just like, damn, that sucks. Like, a plane hit. But, I mean, planes have fallen before. You know what I mean?
Not, like, so. Yeah, not until you realize, like.
That it was a terrorist attack.
Yeah. And there was people on the plane. And there was people in these buildings.
Yes.
And not just the floors that were hit, but the people above those floors and below those floors. Mm-hmm. And it's like, that's when it starts to, like, holy sink shit, in, like, this is my fucked God. Up because. All these people, all these lives
are going to die. Yeah. And that's when it's like, there's people that are already dead, but like all these people there are going to die. And I just remember like watching with my brother again, because we watched that for like the next week or so. I just remember watching with my brother and he's like, oh my God, people are jumping off. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
And it took me a while to realize
that
people were actually jumping out the windows.
Yeah.
And it's just like, oh my God, it's just so freaking crazy.
Yeah.
So it's crazy. I think that was like the only events that I did it as queen was when we were raising money for 9/11. And it was on the day that you went into labor.
Yeah.
Because I remember I was out.
Yeah, with, Walgreens or something.
Yes. Yeah. With my sister. And then we went to San Juanita's house because I just got in. Somebody, your dad alerted us. Or I think your dad, I don't know, told us that you were going into labor. Or you had the baby already, maybe. Yeah. Again, this is probably why a lot of us Gen Xers and millennials deal with mental health issues is because think about watching that. I mean, we were older millennials, but like even our brother, like our brothers were in school.
Yeah.
Like
Jason, I think said that when we were talking about school, over the weekend. Yeah, I think he said that he was already in school when it happened.
Because I remember my mom was downtown working downtown because she used to clean houses, and we were calling her freaking out like, "Ma, come home! You need to come home." She was already on her way home, but like. How do you deal with it as a kid? Like, we were already adults, semi-adults, whatever.
Yeah, 18.
And even then, I think it affected us. Like, oh my God, like, it's scary, you know? But as kids seeing
that... Wait, how are you at Columbia?
We had already graduated.
But why weren't you at U of I?
Because I only went 1 year. That's when I started Columbia.
But I got pregnant. I had him in September.
Yes. U of I starts in August.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Because I had him right before I turned 19. Yeah. Yes.
But I, like, the mental, like, the effects that has to have on these kids, even on us, or just growing up and never dealing with it, you know, like, that. This is why, okay, so the reason we had Abraham on is because we wanted to talk about mental health, and, especially in the Latino community and in our families that we grew up with. I know, Lila, you briefly touched on mental health in your household, mainly because your mom dealt with
depression
herself. Mm-hmm. So that helped the conversation to at least come up in your household.
Yeah.
But that's it, probably. And you never probably even
But my dad, I don't know, maybe because he is from another country. I don't know how they handle it there. But he... I know growing up, he kind of downplayed my mom's situation and was just like, oh, she's just... Without saying she's weak, he would say she was weak. Mm-hmm. You know, and so we were just like, we didn't know anything about it. Like, control your thoughts. Like, control your emotions. Like, kind of man up a little bit.
Get over it.
Yeah, like, why are you so sensitive? Like, that's the way we saw her. Yeah. She's just so sensitive.
Yeah.
So, but again,
why
like...
Why do I remember you saying that? Just so sensitive. Yeah.
Well, because she is, even now, she... we do have to watch what we say because anything... A lot of things. She's easily triggered. Mm-hmm. She's easily triggered. Even though she's, like, you know, she takes her medication, she is still just easily triggered. So if I say, like, I don't like that color shirt, she takes it very personal. Yeah. She'll be sad for a while because she takes it personally. Like, I don't like the color of the shirt, but she picked it because she liked it. So that means I don't like what she likes. That means I'm saying she has bad taste. And I'm like, no. I just didn't like the color. You know, so we just... I keep my opinions to myself. But I think because she felt she was not treated when she was younger. Like, her mom's from Mexico, you know? So I don't know if she knows anything being here.
Right.
She did put a lot of blame on my grandma. Like... She should have got me help when I was younger, when I needed it. Mm. Instead, you know, I don't know when my mom started taking medication for depression. I'm not 100% sure if it was before we were born or if it was after. But that's when she started, you know, when she was diagnosed and as an adult. Mm-hmm. And she just feels like it would have helped her a lot if she knew what was going on when she was younger.
Yeah.
So then when it came to me... I don't have depression, but I have ADD. I don't know if it's been mentioned before. She didn't hesitate. Mm-hmm. She didn't hesitate to take me to a doctor. Mm-hmm. Again, as a child, she just thought, like, this girl is just very, like, opinionated and just wants to do her own thing. And she just, and she's all over the place. Like, she just thought, okay, she's just super independent. But when I was in first grade, my first grade teacher is the one that told her, like, I... suggest that you get her tested for ADD. Mm-hmm. And my mom had no idea what that was. Mm-hmm. She had no clue. She was just like, what is that? Right. And so the teacher just kind of explained to her, like, these are some of the, like, I don't know, are they symptoms? Not symptoms.
Symptoms, they're symptoms.
Well, yeah, like, she's like, and my teacher, my first grade teacher, Miss Lieberson, she was an older woman. Mm-hmm. You know, she was older. So she was like, I've been doing this for so long, so I've seen so many kids who have this. So, and she falls into that category. So, like, I would just go get her tested. So, I think they did it differently than they do now. Because moving ahead, I think my children have it. Mm-hmm. But not as severe. You know, like, well, whatever. And I remember with them, they didn't really test them. They were just like, okay, well, let me just ask you some questions. And if you get a certain number of yeses, then, okay, they got it. Here's meds. I don't, you know, like,
Did you have to actually do, like, testing, like...
No.
A paper or anything? Or no, you...
For that? Oh, for me, I don't know. I was in first grade.
Oh, gotcha.
But my mom said that it was, like, they tested. Mm. They tested me, I guess she said. So...
I wonder if maybe they did, like actual, like...
Yes and no questions, or maybe, like... I would think they would
different
kind
types of...
of
questionnaire.
It's,
who knows?
Yeah. Well, do you remember kind of what we talked about at the house by the parents?
As obviously, this conversation is a conversation that can go on and on forever. A really important conversation. Make sure to tune in next week as we delve more into Abraham's
journey.
Mm-hmm. With his rediscovery or his discovery of ADHD.
Yes.
Coffee with the cinnamon. Café com...